Hi, this is Ken Kennedy. This is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 197, recorded on Monday, August 6th. I do not know why I have such problem believing the date. It's correct. 2018, and part of the 2018 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. It's been a quiet day today. It is a Monday, though. There will not be a review today, but Charlotte and I did kind of go through our game list that we're planning on reviewing. It's not difficult. We have 2.5 bookshelves of games. Not every, like the book, especially the bookshelf that's out in the main area of the house. We had to lose either 2 or 3 shelves on it now because Gracie keeps, our granddaughter, can reach those shelves. So books out, Gracie's toys in, and that way she has somewhere to put her stuff, and we have our games not being pulled out. And well, she wouldn't necessarily annihilate them. She's actually not very destructive, but she would take them. Oh, she would open them and take every little thing out and scatter it around and look at it. And well, that's equivalent to destruction. So, but the games are easy to get to. We have a pretty good list of games that we know we definitely want to talk about. In some instances, these are games that we haven't played in a while, though. We got to go through phases, both with board gaming in general. I mean, we always do it, but it can be more frequent and then less frequent. And then certain games, you know, either as you get them or as you rediscover them, you know, on the bookshelf, they cycle in more frequently than they used to be. I mean, heck, one of the games is a Steve Jackson game. It's probably not the Steve Jackson game you're guessing. And we've had it for years and we played it many times, but until recently, we hadn't played it in several years. So, there's at least one Steve Jackson game on the list that will, enjoy reviewing and discussing with you guys. So, but yeah, several of them that we definitely want to do. We need to get out and play a couple rounds on, you know, play a couple games of, and just kind of get down our thoughts and everything, so that we can have a good review. So, that is a thing that was we discussed today. One of the other things I did today is ordered and then. Well, actually, I think most of the ordering ended up happening over the weekend, but I also checked on status for some costume pieces for Dragon Con. Some have been bought through Amazon. I think one thing was bought on eBay. One thing was bought on Etsy. You know, it's the standard costuming list, basically. This one is a new costume. I'm bringing a couple of our old ones. I haven't actually sat down and decided. Charlotte's probably further ahead on that list of exactly what she's going to take costuming wise. I will have some, and I will have my kilt. So when I'm not in costume, I'm in kilt usually. but yeah, we have a new costume. We actually originally hoped to do it last year at Dragon Con, but you know how that works? It doesn't always work. It did not happen last year. But it should happen this year. I think we have just about everything. Like I said, I'm checking on the status of a couple things. So once they get here, we can do, you know, some, try-ons and, you know, evaluate things and, should be pretty fun. We're both pretty happy. We're kind of excited about it. I'm even doing something that I normally don't do. This one is requiring me to do some, hair and beard tweaking without being too, you know. It's probably a surprise. We might talk about it on the podcast. I'm not sure. I haven't even talked to Charlotte about that. As of right now, we're not talking about it yet. But yeah, it will require me to, I don't think it's like, I'm not giving much away when I'm saying I'm having to let my beard grow. So, I don't know if I will shave it down, once we do the costume at Dragon Con. I have friends who definitely do that, who are like serious into costuming, who, you know, they men in particular that do beards, they will have grow a full beard. That's their first set of costumes. Trim the beard to another style. That's a next day's costumes. Sometimes go down to a mustache, and that's for a different costume. And then clean shaven, like on Sunday, for yet another costume. I don't think we're going to get quite that involved, but I've made it through. I've had a fairly long beard before, but it's been, this one's not crazy long, not as long as I've ever had, but that was in my 20s. It was a long time ago. And with this beard, I typically keep my beard pretty short, like a couple days to a week at the most before it gets trimmed up. So I just made it. I think I've just now made it through the it's itchy and it irritating me all the time phase into the, oh, it's kind of just a beard phase. So we might keep it for a little while. We'll just have to see. But I am doing that, and there will be some tweaking and stuff that will be going on, so that'll be kind of cool. Yep. Haven't done a whole lot of that in my day. So we might talk about it later, like I said. And then I guess I've been listening to podcasts today, obviously, and I'm definitely enjoying the feed and trying to keep up. I am not. Because I basically put everybody else on hold that they're, save for a very few that make it through almost regardless. But in general, I'm listening to the feed. But one of the ones that made it through used to be on the feed. That'd be Dave Slusher, Evil Genius Chronicles. And I did get a new, I got a new, his August 3rd episode. I'm not sure when he uploaded it. And I'm also in the middle of a phone rebuild. I had a Pixel die on me 2 or 3 weeks ago. Just the thing that apparently happens to them, there's a chip in there that it just died, just burp, doom, from one use. I don't remember if I was rebooting it and never rebooted, or if it just went off and never restarted. Our phones are through Project Fi, so what I actually got was it's the G6. No, it's not the G. No, it's the X4. So it's a Motorola X4, which was on a really good sale on Project 5 for like $249. And, I mean, it's a mid-range phone, but it's a solid mid-range phone. I'm very happy with it. It has all the stuff. You know, I've kind of gotten used to having a fingerprint scanner, you know, for using with like Android Pay, stuff like that. It has that. It seems to meet pretty much every need that I have. The storage on it is small, 32 gig, but for things like movies and photos, which are the largest, you know, things that tend to clutter up my phone, you can put in a micro SD card. So I've got a 128 gig card in it, and I'm golden there, you know. But anyway, that did affect, you know, everything gets re-downloaded, everything gets rebuilt, I had to bring down Beyond Pod, and I hadn't backed up my podcast list. Lesson learned: from now on, when I add a new podcast, I'm just going to back up my podcast list, my podcast data stuff, which Beyond Pod makes very easy to do. Stick that sucker in Dropbox every time, because I lost stuff, and everything was kind of, and my backup was from like a year ago, so. The first few times that I was setting things up, this is right around the time that Dog Days is starting, and I've got last year's Dog Days in there, and it was just like a mess. So anyway, I'm not exactly sure when the Evil Genius Chronicles came down, and I actually listened to one from last year, and then was like, I think this is last year's right before. And then I listened to his newest one. And Dave is always interesting to me because we're, you know, until, you know, we have met, I'm one of the people that podcasters that Dave has eaten lunch with, as he says, both Charlotte and I are, but, it was years after I started listening to his podcast. I think it was, might've been 2010, I don't know, 10, something like that. So several years later, but I've been listening to his podcast since the beginning. And, you know, I find it interesting partially because Dave and I are very close in age. I think we're about 6 months difference in our age. So we went to school the same years. We went graduated from high school the same year. I'm pretty sure, or within a year of each other. You know, he went to Georgia Tech, and I almost went to Georgia Tech. We've had some similar life experiences, partially because of, you know, we're both nerd geek type things, and so we were in this, science fiction, into science fiction and things like that at the same time. So we were reading the same authors, things like that. And we just also seem to have similar outlooks about a lot of things, which, so it's interesting for me to hear him talk about things. And yes, I did bump him up to the top because, I mean, I have literally been listening to his podcast since like episode 3. And I started on 3, went back and listened to 1 and 2, and have been listening ever since. So Dave goes to the top of the list when there's a new EGC. But so, he was talking about today, part of it was about, office and house cluttering and the attempt to declutter. And it just resonated with me so well, cause I have a very similar problem. I'm sitting at a desk that just, it is piled and it was cleaned. Not clean, completely clean, but cleaned and probably 80% clean within the past month. And then I just pile again. Things are like, okay, I don't want to forget this. I'm going to put it on the top here, and then this is here, so it's just near my hand, and it's like, so I definitely need the same, kind of organizational stuff that he was talking about. Sounds so, like, awesome. So I hope things go well for him, and listening to him talk about it kind of helps me try and think about it at times. And then also he talked about a book scanner that I also read about on his blog last week, or end of July, a few days before that. And so I had already looked at the links and the movie and stuff that he described on the podcast that I listened to today. And I'm really looking forward to, so it sounds like Dave is moving forward on this thing. And I'm really going to be interested to see how it goes once he's got it built, if it, what he thinks of it, how the process. I watched the little movie as well. I mean, that guy is like just turning pages, but I'll be interested to see, because you're basically doing all the even pages and then you're doing all the odd pages, and he's got some scripts that stitch all that together. And I just want to see like how well that stuff works. I'm glad that Dave is definitely, interested in this, because I'll have somebody that I can easily keep up with, and I trust their opinion on this sort of thing to see how viable it is, because we're in the same boat. I have so many books that I would love to just have an e version of, and they would be gone. They would head to the library, head to the donations. Like him, he mentioned, I have been, past 2 or 3 years, probably 2 years, I have started explicitly looking for, usually a couple books a month of, if I can find a deal on a book on Amazon or on, another ebook thing, usually Amazon, but anywhere, I can find a deal on a book that I already have that's, like a reasonable ebook deal, I will rebuy the book as an ebook only. These are books that I don't necessarily want to keep the physical copy of, especially those are the best, because then I can rebuy the book. Now I have the book again, and I can get rid of a book, donate a book. But there are plenty of old science fiction and just weird, I was just scanning my book in my bookshelf that's behind me. There's, a ton of books up there that I have looked for before and are not available in ebook form. So the scanning and OCRing option is, would be amazing. So I'm definitely looking forward to following his progress with that project and potentially joining him on that team, as it were. So that's pretty much been the day. Other than that, it was a Monday for work and, all that fun stuff. I'm on call for the next 2 weeks because I did a deal to make sure that I wasn't going to be on call any during DragonCon period, the period of DragonCon. So I got out of that, but I am on call for the next 2 weeks. So hopefully everything is completely boring, because I'm not really in the mood for exciting when it comes to databases. going down or being unavailable or busted or something like that. So, that'll be it for today. I don't want it to go too long. And once again, it's pretty late. I need to get this wrapped up and uploaded. So this has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. My home base is kenzoid.com. That's KENZOID.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. And I've got tons of other social media stuff, all of which you can find on the homepage there at kenzoid.com. This podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution share alike, version 3.0 unported, and we'll talk to you tomorrow because it's the dog day, so that's what you got to do. So take care. Bye.